Updating a 30-year-old Medicaid case tracking system will cost at least $9 million more than expected. But Health and Family Services spokesperson Stephanie Marquis says this situation is different.
Where we hear so much in the news that state government doesn't handle these sort of projects well, we've handled it very well. We're being very responsible with that. State taxpayer money.
90% of the bill will be picked up by the federal government. The overrun is largely due to all the changes that have been made in state and federal Medicaid law.
You can't say to the state legislature, to the governor, to the U.S. Congress, to the president, look, we're working on a new computer system, and in the meantime, you can't make any more changes.
Marquis says it's also taking time to test the system to get it right.
We don't want to have what we saw happen with Medicare Part D, and that's what happens when you don't test the system properly, is people get turned away that are eligible for benefits, they don't get their prescriptions they need, and we're simply not going to allow that to happen.
The contractor, EDS, tells HFS they think they can still meet the March deadline. Jim Dick, Wisconsin Radio Network.